We've specifically bred for colour because we recognise that colour or blush colour on top of a fruit is a very high value part of fruit quality. A tray of mangoes with just yellow and a tray of mangoes with a red blush on top of that yellow can be as different as $5 to $10 a tray. All my varieties have been crossed with Kensington. One of the main aims of our breeding program is to carry that flavour along with it. So although these new varieties don't have exactly the same flavour, you can recognise that Kensington flavour in every one of them.
So what extra bang for their buck are they going to get?
They're going to be able to get variation on a theme. Not just the one Kensington flavour, but some other flavours. Some of them are a little bit more acid, some of them are sweeter. They've got better blush. And as far as the growers are concerned, they've certainly got the yield and the regularity of yield.
You're at the cusp of commercialisation now after a 20-year research journey. How does that make you feel personally?
It's certainly a lot of satisfaction because it's been a long, hard journey, not only with the science of the breeding, but also with the commercialisation and organising for industry to take up these new varieties. So it's a long road with many ups and many downs, but we're getting there, and it's very satisfying at the end of that long road to see that we've got a product that I think is going to be successful for many years.
What is the hold-up now, and how soon do you think these trees will be going in the ground?
I think there's trees available for some of these growers, but I understand a few growers are having issues with accessing trees that have been grown in different states with quarantine rules, and the availability of rootstocks was a problem last year. But most of those are being overcome, and I keep getting phone calls from growers that say, we've got our trees, we've got our trees, we're ready to go. I suppose the real test will be when the growers' trees start maturing and the fruit hit the market, and it'll be the market response both by wholesalers, retailers, and of course the consumer. The consumer will always give the final say.
What can you tell us about these trees that are, how old, 3 years?
3 years old.
These trees here, 3 years in the making, what excites you about them?
They're extremely heavily yielding. You can see they've got good blush right around the tree, even the fruit hanging on the inside of the tree is coloured. They're very clean looking fruit, and for the same size tree with other varieties, they're certainly out yielding them.
And this is coming off the back of a warmer than usual winter when flowering has been challenging. How have these particular varieties withstood those very realistic challenges?
They are, like many other varieties, slightly biennial bearing. This is an on year. You'll notice some of the other varieties we have here are having an off year. But over several seasons, they've both been proven to be have high cumulative yields. So you get an off year every 2 or 3 years and an on year every 2 or 3 years. But generally, those fluctuations aren't as large in this variety as they are in Kensington Pride.
Growers love their stats. Do you want to throw some figures at me, Ian?
We did do some yields for these varieties some time ago, trees that were grown on our South Edge research station at 9 years old. And when we put them at an appropriate spacing of about 3 metres by 6 metres, we got 50 tonnes per hectare.
Not bad going.
Well, it's probably as good as the industry is getting in the best years, and even some of the best calypsos, I think, are only around 30 to 40 tonnes per hectare. So, I'm pretty impressed.